Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to give you our full preview for the Saturday games coming your way this afternoon. We've got three crackers coming up this afternoon. We have got the Penrith Panthers and the West Tigers at 3 p.m. That one's coming to you from Bathurst, obviously the scene of the crime of the great upset last year. Then we've got the Titans and the Seagulls going head-to-head on the Gold Coast at 5:30. And then finally the Broncos and the Raiders from Suncorp Stadium at 7:35. Later tonight. Let's have a look at the team list for these games. We'll start off with the Penny Panthers and the West Tigers. So the Panthers at fullback, Dylan Edwards. On the wing, Taruva and Brian To'o. Isaac Tungo, one centre, and Paul Alamotti comes in to replace Taylor May. The report is that it's for personal reasons. I'm not sure if it's about that incident during the week or whatever it might be. We'll just have to wait and see with Taylor May. But Brandy, Paul Alamotti comes into this side to make his Penrith Panthers debut. Jerome Luai, 5'8", Brad Schneider in the 7, Liotta and Fish in the front row. Mitch Kenny wears jersey 9. On the edges, Scotty Sorensen and Liam Martin. Isaiah Yeo wears jersey 13. Coming off the bench for the Penny Panthers, Dane Laurie, Lindsay Smith, Liam Henry and Lukey Garner. Their extended bench, Matty Eisenhuth and Maverick Geyer there. So you would assume that based on that team list, Jerome Luai is sweet to go in this one. They could shift Dane Laurie there, obviously, and bring one of these forwards up. But I would say that Jerome Luai is probably sweet to go in this one. For the West Tigers, Dream Buller at fullback, Charlie Staines and Tupu on the wings. Brent Naden comes into the centres to replace Fatah Ape. Justin Olam is the other centre. 5'8", returning from a two-week suspension, Lockie Galvin. Aiden Caesar wears jersey 7. Stefano and David Clemmer in the front row with Appy at 9. Isaiah Papali'i and Johnny Bateman on the edges. Finua Bolle in jersey 13. The bench for the West Tigers, Latu Fainu, Alex Twal, Alex Seifarth and Samuela Fainu. Matamua and Asu Kapoa on the extended bench for the West Tigers. Those are your starting lineups there. My about even bet this week with Neds was actually the West Tigers 1-6. I'm really not sure where to bet on in this game, to be honest with you. I think the Panthers win, but I think that the West Tigers will be really up for this one. I think they'll get a lot out of Lockie Galvin returning. And I think as well, if I'm Galvin and Caesar, knowing that Jerome Luai is coming next year, I think they have good games. I think this is a big test. Obviously, Stefano, he's in the news at the moment. Panthers looking at him. A great little audition to show what he's about against that forward pack. So I think 5.20 for the Tigers is probably a little bit too much, to be honest with you. The Lions minus 14.5, I don't mind the Tigers with that line. I reckon they give this a little bit of a shake just quietly. As far as anytime try scorers, as I said, I'm not finding a heap of value. I think Paul Alamotti's first game for Penrith at $2.70, I don't mind him at that sort of value. The other one I don't mind, and this is a big smoky bit of an omen bet here, but you know, where they're playing, the hometown of Liam Henry, I believe, he's at $6.80. Bit of value there if you believe in that sort of stuff. If I'm looking for a Tigers try scorer, Man, I reckon the kid can stand up and have a game today, Lockie Galvin. He's at $7 as an ATS. I just love the way that he runs. I love the way that he takes him on. He's a little bit unorthodox. The Panthers have got the best defensive system in the game. But when you get a kid like this who plays off his head with no fear, he can be fucking dangerous. So Galvin at $7, he's my little smoky there. But as I said, guys, I don't really know where to bet in this game. And I've taken the Tigers 1-6 on about even. I don't actually think they'll win. I think they'll get close. But if something happens and we get a miracle here and they win, I think it will be tight. And to get $9.50 for them to win 1-6, I'm happy to have a little flutter at that because I'm just not quite sure how this game's going to play out. Let's move to the next game. We have got the Gold Coast Titans and the Manly Seagulls. Another game that I think people are expecting Manly to absolutely run away with this one. I reckon the Titans put up a fight up there. I really do. Let's go through the Titans side. AJ Brimson, he's been named at fullback. He was named at 5'8 originally. He's been moved to fullback with Phil Sami out of this game. Cam Pierre and Jojo Fifita on the stings. Brian Kelly and Harley Smith-Shields are the Titans centers. Tanner Boyd returns at 5'8 to partner the skipper Kieran Foran in jersey 7. Mo Fotowaker and Jermaine Jolliffe in the front row with Chrissy Randall starting at 9. Both for Moore and Dave Fifita on the edges with Cleese Haas in jersey 13. Des Hazel's bench reads Sammy Verrills, Aaron Clark, Isaac Liu, and Josiah Pahulu. They've got Joe Stimson and Tony Francis on their extended bench. For the Manly Seagulls, Anthony Seibold's side, their superstar Tommy Turbo at fullback, all eyes on him from a supercoach perspective this afternoon. Jason Saab on one wing, Tommy Talau on the other side, Kohler and Garrick in the centres, Brooksy at 5'8", and DCE wears jersey 7. Paseka and Matty Lodge in the front row, great to have these two back on the field. Obviously, Paseka's been going great, but getting Matty Lodge back is huge for Manly. Lockie Croker wears jersey 9. Olakau'atu and Corey Waddell on the edges, and Gerbo in jersey 13. The bench, Carl Lawton, Ethan Bullimore, Aaron Woods, and Dean Madison. Good to see Dean Madison back in first grade. On the bench, you've got Artasi James and Jake Arthur. The other one out of this game is obviously Ben Trbojevic. I've got a few guys out, to be fair. Burbo, Paulo, Sipley, and Josh Allea. So a couple of guys missing, but getting Matt Lodge back is a big win. Pretty impressive Manly side when you look at the guys that are out, considering how strong that side still is. But, yeah, look, I think the Titans put up a really good fight today. I think they're at decent value here. What are they at, like $3.50 or something along that mark? $3.30, the Gold Coast Titans on Neds. I don't mind the value there for the Titans, eh? And if you're following along with About Even this week, my bet for this game was the great AJ Brimson to score. If you got on early, he was at $4.40. He's now been moved to fullback, and he's into $3.25. So I don't mind that at all. Even at $3.25, I still like AJ. I like Cam Pierre at $2.05. Nice little bouncy there. And I think for the Manly Seagulls, I like the usual suspects. Turbo, Olakau'atu, and DCE. You can get Turbo, $1.87, pretty short, but my God, good luck stopping him today. Olakau'atu at $2.70. And then you have got DC at $2.95. So all pretty short, but I do think this will be a reasonably high-scoring affair. But I'll tell you what, don't rule the Titans out for this one. I reckon they give the Manly Seagulls a really, really good shake here. All right, let's move to the last game. We've got the Brisbane Broncos up there at Suncorp taking on the Canberra Raiders. Good game, this one. The old Denham Kemp, Tim Williams Cup. Let's have a look at the Brisbane Broncos. Reece Walsh at fullback. Corey Oates on one wing. Jesse Arthurs on the other side. Staggs and Selwyn Cobbo in the centres. Ezra Mam at 5'8". Jock Madden wears jersey 7. Jensen and Fletcher Baker in the front row with Billy Walters in jersey 9. Jaden Hunt and Jordan Rickey on the edges with Paddy Carrigan wearing jersey 13. Kevin Walters bench, Tyson Smoothie, Xavier Willison, Kobe Hetherington, and Tristan Saylor. They have still got Martin Tapau and Jordan Piera on their extended bench there. Big watch, Xavier Willison. He started the season really well, sort of been in and out of this side, but when he's on the field, he looks great. Very excited to watch him go around in this game. Going to make a bit of bicky for us in Supercoach this week. For the Canberra Raiders, we've got Chevy Stewart, the young superstar at fullback, James Schiller and Xavier Savage on the wings, Sebastian Chris and Matty Timoko in the centres, Ethan Strange at 5'8", and Jamal Fogarty wearing jersey 7. The Raiders forward pack, Papali'i in the front row with Joe Tarpanay, Danny Levi in jersey 9, with love another meat pie today for Danny, Hudson Young and Atta Mariota on the edges, obviously no Zach Hosking in this one, and Morgan Smithies playing big minutes the last few weeks in jersey 13. That clash of Smithies and Carrigan, one I am looking forward to. Ricky Stewart's bench, Tommy Starling, Simi Sasagi, Trey Mooney, and Pasame Solo. Their extended bench, Kale Weeks and Emre Guler. Wouldn't be surprised to see Emre Guler coming to this side if they can get a spot for him. An exciting bench there for the Canberra Raiders. A couple of young guys that I really like. Simi Sasagi, Trey Mooney, Solo. Good little bench there for the Durs. All right, let's have a look at the betting market for this game. Raiders are at $3, Bronx at $1.40. Honestly, with that Raiders forward pack taking on a team without Adam Reynolds, without Payne Haas, I don't mind them at $3 either. I reckon there's a world that you could potentially see two out of three upsets today. Look, I think taking the Raiders with the Lions is a good little bet. They're a good defensive side. You give them plus 7.5. I really like that at $1.96. Decent little value there for the Raiders. I think this game will, I'm just trying to get the overs, unders, but I think whatever it is, I would probably take unders. 44.5. I'll probably take unders, to be honest with you, in this game. I'm not sure what the weather's like up there in Brisbane. A little bit wet down here in Sydney at the moment. But let's have a look at any time try scorers in this game that grabbed my attention. Reece Walsh, he's just scoring week in, week out at $2.15. I like that. I also like the other fullback, Chevy Stewart, $3.60. And then I've got a couple of value plays here. I like Ethan Strange, $5.40, similar to Galvin. Big gains for these guys. They're a little bit unorthodox in what they do. I can see him crashing over. And my other one, a kid that I not so much a kid anymore, to be fair, but a guy that I really like, he's coming off the bench for the Raiders, is Simi Sasagi. Look, he used to play in the outside backs, runs the ball hard. He scored a couple of tries in New South Wales Cups games that I've seen. He's at $11.50. Now, you know, I'm not sure how many minutes he's going to play realistically. Probably not a stack, but if they get an injury somewhere, I think Simi Sasagi becomes very important all of a sudden, whether it's in the centres or whether it's in the second row or, you know, whatever it might be. Even if they get an injury in the middle, they might move Adam Mariota into the middle, Simi Sasagi to the edge. So if you can get him at $11.50 and something falls his way in this game, I think there's really nice value there for a kid that's really underrated too. So big Simi Sasagi guy. I think he's a good little footballer. Those are my bets for these games, guys. Let's have a look at how we went last night. I think we hit a few, actually. We tipped you Zach Lomax to score a try. He crossed $3.60. Sean Johnson to cross $3.25. We like that. Jaden Sewer didn't cross at $5. Will Pensini at $2.80 crossed. Trey Fuller, he crossed at $3.25. And our other Smokey was Ewan Aitken, $5.60. He did not get across the pine. But yeah, look at that. Four guys over $2.50. So Trey Fuller, $3.25. Pensini, $2.80. Sean Johnson, $3.25. And Zach Lomax, $3.60. Zach Lomax at $3.60 was an absolute fucking steal. Hope you got on that. And I think Will Pensini was our favorite in the other one too at $2.80. So some nice little value plays there last night. Let's see how we go today, guys. All those odds obviously brought to you by Neds. Go and jump on the app. You can follow along with my profile and all that stuff to keep up to date with the games today and all my bets across the entire weekend. All these prices are subject to change, guys, about 11 a.m. on Saturday, so a couple of hours till the first game kicks off. So plenty can change in that time. So please be aware of that. Enjoy your Super Saturday football.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Day footy legends, we will see you tomorrow morning.
For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.